Day 90 or March the 31st. Don't ever forget tomorrow. Our thoughts today are from 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 21. Araunah said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" "To buy your threshing floor," David answered, "so I can build an altar to the Lord." Now the big picture surrounding this verse. As the book of 2 Samuel comes to a close, we are confronted by a list of David's mighty men, the elite of his army and bodyguard. Most of them are just names today, but each one represents a real individual. If you are ever brave enough to read the whole list in chapter 23, you will probably recognize at least one of them. Right at the very end, there is the name of Uriah the Hittite, whose wife Bathsheba was stolen by David. He is probably at the end because he is no longer serving David following his murder. Maybe keeping him on the list was a sop to David's conscience. Finally, David buys a plot of land where he builds an altar and where Solomon would build the temple. And now today's action step. Even as an old man, David is planning for the future. He knows he will not be building a temple, but he plays his part in securing a suitable plot of land. It's the mark of a true disciple of Christ that they continue to follow him into projects and programs that they may never see come to fruition. The Bible is full of examples of people to whom God makes promises, but who never sees them fulfilled in their lifetime. People like Abraham, who never saw his nation of descendants, or the Apostle Paul, who was still planning further missionary journeys when he died. Walk Through the Bible was started in the UK by my wife and I, and has now been passed on to our younger son, who is continuing the vision we were given back in 1984. It's thrilling. Sometimes you get to see the end, often you don't. Our part is to play our part and trust God to continue his work through other lives. Just play your part. That's all you have to do.